It's Father Kelly here on a rainy Sunday morning in Weatherford, Oklahoma. I wasn't able to make one of my regular communion visits this morning, so I'm here with you instead. One thing that's been, I've noticed it a lot lately, maybe from passing comments here and there, certainly from internet comments, is that we don't realize, I suppose we being those who at least intend to practice the faith or think we know what we're talking about, we don't realize how much other people don't know. And I mean that not in the malicious way like it might sound like it does, but a lot of people just don't know. And so when we sit back and kind of rub our hands and wonder, well, why is the church, you're not growing more? Don't people see, like, how is it that the church struggles so much in society? And I think we often are naive to just how much misunderstanding there is, or how much just people are kind of innocently oblivious to what the case actually is. Just for example, I was in the church of the day, and then we've had lots of employees, or not employees, but workers around who have contractors coming in to do outside work, painting, repairs, that sort of stuff. And I heard in passing, you know, part of a conversation, but someone said, "Is this a Catholic church?" And I was kind of struck because I actually thought this person was Catholic. But how could you not, even though some things were removed because it was under construction, I think it's pretty obvious with a big altar in the center, a big crucifix, there's an image of the Blessed Mother and saints around. How do you not know that this is a Catholic church or not? Like, if it's not, what else did you think it was? But again, we're so used to imagining, oh, the Catholic church is such an obvious thing. You know, you've got, think of Gothic cathedrals, and that's obviously a Catholic thing. And yeah, people can, I guess, pick that out. But there's a lot of people, just to kind of run more with this example, who would see, you know, Notre Dame Cathedral or St. Peter's Basilica and go, wow, that sure is beautiful. Is it a Catholic church? And Catholics are going, yeah, like, what did you think it was? Like, of course it's a Catholic church. But the question of, well, sort of the issue of, well, obviously it's a Catholic church, is just maybe not on the radar. Like, they just didn't ever connect those two facts, which again is just stunning for us, but it's not for other people. You know, they don't, it's not this massively obvious thing for them that it is for us. Likewise, you know, I do those YouTube videos and other things on Instagram. In case you don't know, I don't encourage you to look at it, but a YouTube comments section is just the absolute worst. There is all kinds of malicious, vile, horrible things posted there. And I'm really not even talking about those, because those people are being intentionally, willfully malicious. And you know, it's oftentimes based in misunderstandings, maybe at the beginning, but they're also just being vile people, and Lord have mercy on them. There's a different category, though, of folks who maybe even are commenting in a well-intentioned and earnest kind of way, and they're just plain wrong about what the Catholic Church is, what it teaches, what it's about, what it symbolizes. People quoting all kinds of stuff and declaring, you know, well, I heard my Uncle Jeff who said this about that, and therefore the church is this, and, you know. So things that are so easily addressed by a simple reading of Scripture or any part of the Catechism would tell you plainly that's just, like, not the way it is. But it's the internet, so people can read and hear and say whatever they want. And again, I think Catholics who are in the church, who care, who are motivated, and kind of, you know, wonder, well, how do we have so much trouble? We have to really be realistic and understanding that most people who aren't raised Catholic and well catechized, their impression of the church comes from the thing that their angry old grandma said when she had too many glasses of wine, or the thing that their college friend told them that he read on some underground website back in the 90s about what the church is about, or some misunderstood article from who knows where of what Pope Francis said that now is totally allowed and the church changed all its teachings. And 99% of it is just really comically wrong. But it's the only context most people have. And I preach all the time about how, yeah, Father, when he's around town, he meets people, does his best to invite them to Mass and rebuild that relationship if someone's away from the church. But guess what? He's only one person in a town full of thousands of people. There are thousands and thousands of other people whom you all in the pews meet every day who have all kinds of nonsense, crazy ideas about what Catholics are. And you have a responsibility, too, to build them back up in truth, to engage with that. But the thing is, even well-intentioned practicing Catholics so often don't know that much, don't have a lot of confidence to engage with it because they maybe weren't taught very thorough catechesis. They were just sort of maybe given a book here and there or given some really simple lessons. And so they don't even really feel qualified. Very often it's even big picture stuff. Like, what is the point of Jesus having died on the cross? Well, you know, like, we have this Good Friday thing and we talk about it. Okay, but why? He died out of love for us to give himself in sacrifice for our sins because he took on our humanity to save us from the fallen nature of humanity and bring our humanity back to what it's meant to be connected with God. That's what he died on the cross for. But people would be hard-pressed to say that kind of thing. What does the resurrection mean? Well, Jesus, you know, he sort of came back and hung out again for a while. No, I mean, he did do that. But the resurrection is the most triumphant thing that's ever happened in human history, where death was conquered and God showed his power over death to bring us back to life. And so many things that the church does and just the way that she teaches live this out. You know, the sacrament of baptism, just for example, is a little mini death and resurrection. Confession is kind of that which you must die to yourself to confessions, and you come out of the confessional resurrected in newness of life. And if we shared those things with people who don't know what the church is about, they would go, oh, wow, okay, that makes more sense. Like, I understand it now. At least they would begin to understand it. But for most people, the church, the Catholic Church specifically, is this some weird ethereal thing that, you know, you see in movies about, you know, demonic nuns or exorcists or things like that. And you know, there is this kind of background infatuation with the Catholic Church, but few people actually have any kind of authentic grasp of what it is. And as Catholics, we are often so broadly naive to that. We think, and I'm guilty of this sometimes too, that, well, everyone knows what it's about. They just don't want to do it because they're just wrong. They're just sinners. They just, you know, don't like us. I think the broader case is that most people have literally no idea what the church is about, except what they've heard on daytime talk shows or seen in movies that were completely un-Catholic kind of movies. And that's their complete impression of the church. So we really shouldn't wonder at all why they don't come in, because why would they? What they think of the church is nothing you'd want to be a part of. We know what it's about, and we kind of just keep that to ourselves and let it be our thing in our own little bubble. But that's not how it's supposed to work. If we want to actually get over this and grow the church and get out of our little self-enforced ghettos, if you will, we have to actually address the understanding that most people are either flatly wrong about the church or just kind of naively have no idea, kind of a blank slate, like, well, it's this thing, but I don't know what it is or why I should care about it. We have to be honest about that, step out from that, share our own experiences. Well, why is being Catholic important to me? What does that mean to practice the faith? Why is going to Mass on Sunday ever important? Every Sunday important? Why do I go to confession, you know, around once a month? Why does confessing my sins mean so much? Why have my kids baptized? Just a cultural custom? Well, there's lots of cultural customs. Oh no, it helps them be happy for eternal life? Well, that means something different, right? Jesus Christ came down and took on our human nature to bring us up to divine nature. Well, that means something. A whole lot more than you'll get from watching daytime TV or, you know, Dr. Phil or philosophers or people who want to give you all the answers and teach you to be perfectly happy by what you eat. There's so many people looking for better things, and we wring our hands. They don't understand that the Catholic Church is the best thing. Well, because we're so often naive to how much they really just don't know, don't understand, usually not through their own fault. They've never been told, it's never been explained, they've never seen it. So let us be aware of what others innocently don't even know, and do our part to be good witnesses, good evangelists, good examples of joyful and authentic Catholic faith in the world, even, yes, specifically preaching, teaching, and explaining it where people are mistaken. And then we can be much more content about having done our part, much more expecting fruitfulness to come from it, and the church to grow.